Hi, everybody. I'm Dan Tellerico, and this is...
Krista Cardo!
Hi. And we're here, reporting from Thanksgiving headquarters.
Yep, turkey's
Pittsburgh,
everywhere.
Pittsburgh, PA.
Gobble, gobble.
What was that?
Turkey.
Oh, I know they made that noise.
Gobble, gobble.
Anyway, so what's the thing? What does Thanksgiving do for you?
Well,
what does it mean to you, rather?
Not much. I mean... It means I get to eat a lot of food.
What's different from any other American day? Americans are fat.
Are you calling me fat?
Yeah,
I'm an American.
You're Cherokee.
Oh. So I get to eat food and go to sleep before 9 o'clock.
Wow. So you live the day as an infant?
You don't get any presents, though, so...
You live the day as like a toddler. You're terrible twos. Are you thankful for anything?
Not much, no. I'm thankful for turkey.
Yeah.
And stuffing and gravy and mashed potatoes.
Oh my god, just gross.
And lard.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, the lard industry is
sweet
very
potatoes.
Vital. Mashed potatoes.
Pumpkin potatoes.
Horse potatoes.
Buscemi potatoes.
Hi, I'm Steve Buscemi. Welcome to Thanksgiving.
What does Steve serve at Thanksgiving dinner?
Turkey
pizza.
Turkey pizza.
Turkey calzones. It'd be like the gobble burrito at Mad Mex, except like the calzone.
The gobble calzone. But it still have everything that calzone has in it, like pizza sauce.
Oh, yeah. But then they just add the gravy
pepperoni.
And stuff in.
Like pizza sauce, pepperoni, like salami, capicola.
Right. And plus turkey, gravy.
Mashed potatoes.
Maybe like some carrots. I don't know.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, like maybe a bit of breadstick.
Like your whole meal in one calzone. Like,
yeah, your meal for a week.
Your whole holiday.
All holidays.
Leftovers would be so good.
Ham, turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like the cordon bleu of the Italian family.
Hmm. Don't anyone steal this idea. We're trademarking it right here. TM.
Do you know where Thanksgiving
Gobble
originates?
Calzone. Calzone. TM.
Do you know where Thanksgiving originates?
Plymouth Rock.
En contraire, it originated in Ben Franklin's bathroom.
Explain? A little earlier?
His bathroom, where he used to keep his turkey.
Oh, that's healthy.
Because he was obsessed with turkey. That's why he wanted to be the state bird, country bird.
Why was he obsessed with it? Did he have, like, a fetish? Or did
he
eat it?
Had, like, turkey breeding grounds. He probably touched them inappropriately. He couldn't. I heard his wife had to gobble in bed.
What does that mean?
He couldn't. Orgasm. He said gobbled. So that's where Thanksgiving comes from.
Ben Franklin's weird turkey.
Yeah,
fetish.
And then one day George Washington was like, "Hey, Ben, what's up with that goblin in your bathroom?" He's like, "Oh, he panicked. He's like, "I got dinner."
Well, then how'd everyone find out about it? Did George tell anyone anyways?
Well, I mean, George was going to tell everyone. He never lied. If someone was like, I mean, people would always ask him, like, "Yo, you see anything weird at Ben's place? That guy's a freak." He'd be like, "I can't lie. So he had a bunch of turkeys."
Just kind of excited for Christmas, so.
All right, well, that's a whole nother can of...
Gobbles.
Gobbles. Until next time, loyal gobblers.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Smell you later.